step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome back. Phone lines are open, 1-800-969-9352. You can also join us on the Real Animals Facebook page at Facebook/Real Animals. We're live there as well. You can bring your questions over there. I'll answer them sometime this morning, or you can give us a call. Both are good. It's a King of the Beach kind of weekend here. Old Salt's doing a great job again. Over 700 boats in the King of the Beach Kingfish Tournament going on out of Madeira Beach there. So we should have a full report for you tomorrow morning on the T.M. Mahoney Company Real Animals Radio Show from 7 to 9 a.m. over there on 95.3 WDAE and AM 620. Let's go to the phones. Let's check in with our safety guru, the man who has worked really hard here for several years, keeping us all safe and thinking about everything safety on the water, Captain Jim Fogel with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Jimmy, how are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm good. Can you hear me okay? I'm in the car.
Yeah, you sound good. What's going on, buddy?
Okay, yeah, I'm over here at Davis Island waiting on Big Ben. We're going to go out there and slay a few, not slay, but we're going to create some havoc in the trout family today.
Captain Ben Marshall's good at that, and I know he's been itching to get his boat on the water. He's been one of those poor weekend warriors that's been locked up a little bit here lately. He's been itching to splash that big Pathfinder that he runs, so you guys should have a good day.
Yeah, we think so. I just wanted to reach out and remind all the boaters that there are going to be a lot of fishermen on the water today. It's not a good day to go out and recreationally fish around Egmont for sure. Even close to the beaches. I know there's a lot of territory, but there's going to be a lot of fishermen. So everybody needs to really stay alert. Remember that even though a boater with a hooked up fish does not have a right of way, if you drive through his trolling area, you're liable to get a couple of hundred yards of very nasty braid up in your prop, and it'll cost you a lot of money. So everybody just needs to stay alert and pay attention today.
No doubt. Yeah, that's a good point, and you're spot on. You're gonna have a lot of boats on the water. I mean, there's gonna be 700 plus just fishing the King of the Beach, as we've been saying all morning. But it's a beautiful day. And good Lord knows we just haven't had that many Saturdays and Sundays without a bunch of wind here in the last 2 months. So everybody's itching to get out. The phone lines here this morning are a little slower than normal. And I'm not surprised. Everybody's getting hooked up this morning, getting their sandwiches ready and their coolers ready, and they're headed for the water. Water temps are coming up. We had water temps close to 80 degrees. It's beautiful out. So that's why we live in Florida. It's that time of year.
Absolutely. We're in the greatest place in the universe. Coming over here just a few minutes ago, coming down Bayshore, Tampa, the sun was coming up, and it was the most gorgeous thing I've seen, and I've seen a lot of neat sunrises. But as far as your boaters are concerned, please make sure everybody on your boat is considered a lookout, and you want to know what's going on before something happens.
No doubt. Pay attention.
All right, Mike.
It's really good. Good information as always. We appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy, for the Coast Guard Auxiliary in St. Pete. Jim Fogel, be safe out there.
Thanks, Jimmy. I don't know how long right off the top of my head that Jimmy's been helping us out with those safe boating tips, but we know it's been a while, and we do appreciate it. You know, we live in such a beautiful place. It's real easy to relax a little bit and get comfortable out there. And It's the one place for me that it would just mess up my whole existence if something happened on the water, and I hurt someone, either my family, my friends, or your family and your friends. You'd have to live with that the rest of your life. Every time you looked out over beautiful Tampa Bay, you would have that horrible feeling in your stomach. So please, please be careful. It's getting hot out. Again, I was on the water all week, and temperatures are getting up in the afternoons. If you have some adult beverages, make sure that you're being smart with that stuff and hydrating in between. You know, a lot of bad things happen when you drink on the water. So again, be careful out there for sure. Let's go back to the phones. Let's check in with Jim in Tampa. Jim, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Michael. Top of the morning to you.
Mr. Plastic.
Yes, sir.
How are you, buddy? How are you? You sound pretty excited this morning.
I'm just excited about the Buccaneers, and kudos to the staff there. They did a heck of a job. First thing I did was pick up a dynamite linebacker that will get to sit behind Lavonte David and Jason Pierre-Paul for a couple of years and learn and get better. And then picking up Kyle Trask to sit behind Brady for a couple of years and learn from him. You know, Mike, the last time that happened, it was your boy Aaron Rodgers, and he turned out pretty well for the last 15 years. Not so good this year, but the last 15 years have been pretty productive. So I'm just looking for great things from those two draft picks.
I was absolutely thrilled this morning when I woke up and saw that the Bucs were able to land Kyle Trask. I'm a big Florida Gator fan, and I think Trask is I think he's a work in progress, and I think this is the perfect situation for Kyle Trask to just get in there and sit behind the GOAT and learn. Obviously, Bruce Arians is, you know, well known for being a quarterback kind of guru, even though he wasn't able to salvage Jameis Winston too well. But, you know, he's coached some great quarterbacks, and I just think it was a perfect situation for Kyle Trask. I really do. So I'm excited for the Buccaneers' future. I think that was a great move. I think it was a move they needed to make if, you know, obviously if they felt Kyle Trask was somebody that they could develop into a quality full-time starter, into a franchise quarterback. I think they had a great first 2 days of the draft, no doubt about it.
I saw Kyle at a couple of games this year, and he is very, very talented. And it would be a shame if he would have gone to a team that had to throw him into the mix immediately, and he got overwhelmed and didn't do so well, because I think he's got the talent to be a long-term good quarterback, maybe great quarterback.
I think it's interesting that you see, you know, these super talented kids come into the National Football League. Sam Darnold comes to mind. I think Sam Darnold is a really, really talented guy. But they get drafted by these horrible teams, and these horrible teams then get pressured to put them in right away. They don't have a lot of talent around them. They don't have a lot of support. And I think that's unfortunate. I think the Bucs going you know, for lack of better terms, going to a Green Bay Packer mindset here, where you actually get your quarterback while you have somebody in that spot so that that youngster can sit and learn and get stronger and get acclimated to the NFL game. I think it's too bad, because I think a lot of young, talented quarterbacks get wasted in the National Football League because they end up on terrible teams. You know, Patrick Mahomes didn't end up on a terrible roster. He ended up on a very good roster with a veteran in front of him, again, to learn from. And I know Mahomes is a freak talent, but still the opportunity to go into a place where you have a decent offensive line, where you have weapons on the outside, where your defense doesn't stink, that's a big advantage, where the whole world isn't on your shoulders. So, again, kudos to the Bucs. They have not been a model franchise, as everybody knows, that the Bucs have been boneheaded over the years, to say the least. But in the last 2 years, they have just touched all the right buttons and done some very good things. Might even be longer than that. You know, bringing in Bruce Arians was a good move, too. So, I mean, they're touching the right buttons right now. They're doing things the right way, and it's going to be interesting to see how long they can ride this thing out.
Well, the amazing thing is that they signed every one of their starters, re-signed all of them, so they don't really have any needs. They can fill future needs. That's just wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. It's great to see after, you know, living here since 1990 and watching, obviously, the Bucks get really good with Tony Dungy and then kind of fall back off again and get into the, you know, the lower end of NFL teams. And now to watch them, you know, rise here with the blessings of Brady and the bunch showing up here in Tampa, it's fun to watch. It's going to be a great season trying to, you know, watch them defend their title and see how things go here. You know, it'll be interesting to see how long Brady can do what he's doing. I mean, it's just amazing at his age to be playing that well. You know, and the Bucks have added good offensive linemen around him now. At least seems like, you know, last year's draft pick Tristan Wirfs is a stud. So it's super cool, bro. Super cool.
Great show as always, Mike. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you, my friend. All good stuff, buddy. It's our good friend Jim Plastic there. Jimmy's been calling the show for years. Loves to call up and talk some Packer football and Buccaneer football during the seasons and stuff like that, which we always encourage. Big sports fan growing up in central Wisconsin. Big Packer fan. Big Bucks fan. Big Lightning fan. Our Lightning back in the playoffs. So it's super cool. So that stuff is always on the table to chit-chat about. It was kind of cool here last week. I ended up running a double, which I don't normally run a lot of double charters, meaning one charter in the morning, one charter in the afternoon. But we got a call from my good friend John Tortorella, and we were able to get out John and his coaching staff on the water along with Nigel Kerwin and spend a day catching some fish out there and getting caught up with them. So that was super, super cool. You know, John is obviously now the coach of Columbus, but he is the coach that brought the Lightning their first Stanley Cup victory, and just a great guy. So much fun to get caught up with them, and just blessed to have all this great fishing in our backyard and me to be a guide here. And I've met some of the cool people that I've got to meet and do some of the cool things I get to do. It's pretty sweet gig for sure. So, you know, it's interesting, all the years that I've been doing this and been here, I've only fished a couple of the Buccaneers. It doesn't seem like the fishing bug has bit some of the Bucks quite as much. Obviously, Mr. Ian Beckles from 95.3 WDAE over there. Ian and I have fished together several times. He's a fishing fanatic. So there's some guys over there that fish, and I know there's some captains that have fished some of the Bucks, but I haven't had a whole bunch of them on my boat. Seemed to be more of a hockey guy in my world. So super cool stuff. Again, lots to talk about. We're on a King of the Beach Saturday. Beautiful weather out there, light winds, 700 plus boats fishing this tournament this weekend. So it's super exciting to see what kind of big fish come in, wade in there for the King of the Beach later on this evening. We'll have results tomorrow morning on the T. Mahoney Company Real Animals Radio Show. Phone lines are open, 1-800-969-9352. Again, 1-800-969-9352. Light them up. We'll be back. Welcome back, 970 WFLA, the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show. Want to put a big shout out to those people out at Bartow Ford. Super, super happy to have them on board and having them help us bring you both Real Animals TV and Real Animals Radio. If you haven't been out there to Bartow Ford to check them out, I certainly recommend you do so. Great people out there. They took great care of me. I love my Bartow Ford diesel F-250. It's the best truck I've ever owned for sure. So check out Bartow Ford today. I want to put a quick shout out to the Brandon Payne Treatment Center. Neurosomatic therapy, it works. My good friend Eddie Lugo out there he's been keeping me out of surgery for years now with my neck, and I'm so grateful. You don't want to get cut on if you don't have to. You don't want to live in pain. I was in so much pain. I couldn't throw the cast net. I wasn't doing my, you know, stuff in the gym that I like to do. I wasn't able to do a lot of things. I wasn't able to play softball. All the things that I love to do, I couldn't do because I was in pain, and you don't have to be. Give them a call today at 813-820-3030 or go to brandonptc.com for more information. Let's go to the phones here. Let's check in with Steve in Largo. Steve, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mike. How you doing today?
I'm really good. How are you, Steve? What you got for me?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to touch on water quality and something I've noticed. I've probably fished lower Tampa Bay since the early 70s. And one thing I've noticed over the years, I really don't see any horseshoe crabs like I used to back in the 70s and 80s. And I just wonder if you see the same thing, or you think it's related to our water quality as to why we just don't see as many of them. So I'd just like to get your take on that, and maybe, you know, what you have to say, and I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate it. That is a really, really interesting call, because the minute you said that, I went, wow. I hadn't even noticed, but now that you stuck it in my headset, I haven't seen a horseshoe crab in a while either. That's interesting. You know, if I had to guess, Steve, I would say that definitely has to do with the red tide of a couple years ago. It's my belief, and again, I'm not a marine biologist, and I know we have some who listen to the show. Maybe they'll call in and help me understand that. You know, when that red tide comes into an area like it did down there at Fort DeSoto with our last one here 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago now, whatever it was, I got to believe that some of that nastiness gets into the earth, that gets into the bottom, the muddy, soft bottom, into the grass. That's all I can figure, because you are spot on. I don't fish up the bay enough, you know, up around Whedon Island, 4th Street, Cypress, all that stuff up there. I don't fish up there enough anymore to know if guys are seeing a bunch of horseshoe crabs up there. But I don't see as many here on the bay. I'm trying to pick my brain, and maybe it's something I've seen so many that I don't pay attention to them, you know, over the years. But that's a really solid question. I'm going to definitely pay more attention now, looking for them to see what the deal is. It's great attention to detail. My guess is Steve's a pretty good fisherman, because that's good attention to detail. Maybe you've seen some horseshoe crabs up in the north end of the bay. If you fish up there and want to chime in, that'd be great. 1-800-969-9352. Steve's got me perplexed now. Nice job, Steve. Good call. We'll be back talking more fishing on the other side. Our last big segment of the morning coming your way. We'll be back. 970 WFLA. Welcome back. Let Affordable Roofing Systems, 3 decades of experience and roofing knowledge, guide you through the important process of picking your next roofer. Whether you need a shingle, metal, tile, or flat roof, Affordable Roofing Systems is your safest choice for repairs or replacements. They understand that your roof is a large investment, and it protects everything that you own. Call Affordable Roofing Systems today at 1-888-397-ROOF for your free estimate, or visit their website at affordableroofingflorida.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
.com. I've had them guys fishing with me before. They are great people there at Affordable Roofing Systems. Integrity, honesty, personalized, professional approach to doing business. If you're looking for a roof, Let Affordable Roofing Systems help you today. So during the break there, or headed into the break, we heard somebody come on there. I don't even know who it was, but they were talking about grouper season being open. We really have to be careful. Some of these people just talk and don't pay attention to what's going on. You can't just say grouper season is open, especially during a fishing show with all the anglers, people looking for advantages and edges and everything else. I mean, it threw me into a tizzy. I'm like, what just happened? So, and I don't know if anybody else caught that little commercial there or whatever it was, but gag grouper season is not open yet on the west coast of Florida. It doesn't open until June 1st. So red grouper is open. But myfwc.com is where I always go real quick. They actually have an app you can put on your phone that you, if you're out there on the water, at least within service, you can check the app real easy and make sure that what it is you caught is legal to keep. Make sure you know if it's in season so you don't get popped taking an illegal fish. I was just very irritated by that lady's voice telling us that grouper season was open and snapper season was open. Well, mangrove snapper season's open, but, you know, I mean, you just can't drop those kind of bombs and expect. We have to be careful of that stuff. So, again, myfwc.com is where you need to go for your latest and greatest information on what is open and what is closed. One of my heroes in the fishing business joining us now on the phone lines. Let's check in with Captain Scott Moore out of Anna Maria. Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Yeah, I sent that to you about the commission meeting, virtual meeting coming up. And apparently they'll make a decision. It did not open May 1st. Everybody thinks that, you know, that it, you know, it's going to open May 1st. It won't be until June if they make a decision on what's going to be open and what's going to be closed.
Okay. Have you got any indicators, anything, any insight into what you're thinking they're going to do, Scott?
Well, if you go up and you remember, they had an options. The general public, remember the options?
Yep.
That may come into play. Okay. Another thing you want to explain to everybody out there in the fishery, snook assessment comes up this summer and redfish assessment comes up this summer. So they'll have that in front of them. The staff will make a presentation on snook and redfish. Trout was already done, remember? They've already changed the law. It's in there. And if they opened up trout, unless they make an executive order or do something different, that's what would go in.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting
stuff. Unless they have an executive order, anything happen with snook or reds.
So you think they may leave snook and redfish closed?
You know, I don't know. Mike, if anything, they might open something in Tampa Bay. I don't know about south of here, though. I just don't know.
I got you. I was down.
You got to remember that staff will put in front of the commission recommendations, and then they'll look at that overall. You know, and of course, we still have a little bit of that bad stuff around. It hasn't kicked off real bad here. Hopefully, it's what I call a slow burn, but we wouldn't want that to go on now with all this great fishery we've got. You know that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I was down in Charlotte Harbor on Wednesday with Captain Ozzie Fisher down there, Pine Island Sound, and the snook bite was really, really, really good. And we caught a few slot fish. And then on the day after I was there filming, Ozzie got a 44 incher for one of his customers. So it's good to see some of that stuff recovering down there. I know it's not where it was, and I know a lot of those guys are very uneasy about the thought of them opening things up, but, you know, with what I saw down there on Wednesday, I was encouraged for sure.
Yeah, that helps. So fish are dropping out. They'll go all the way, you know, go into the beaches. There's fish in the passes. What's great is, like you said, you caught fish way up that east of the Skyway, you know. Yeah. That's great. We've got that going on. We've got fish out here. There's a lot of snook around the Rod and Reel Pier. The bridges have got some fish. Fish are starting to drop out, which is good, you know.
What are you hearing about our tarpon situation? I know we, Ozzie and I, fished a little bit on the beach.
Well, first of all, we only had like what, 2 or 3 days, and it hasn't stopped blowing.
right.
I was looking any day, a bunch of fish show up in Bean Point. We haven't. The few we were over at Egmont and around the Skyway, there's been a few fish, but it's like an any day type thing right now. Only scattered fish. We've got this from the Tampa Bay, from mouth of the river out to Anna Maria and into the mouth of Palmasola. We've got this, you know, we call it snotweed, hockey weed. We've got this growth that's going on, and it is just horrible, Mike. It's connected to the seagrasses that we've got, and we're having a lot of algae problems.
Well, that ain't good for sure. That ain't good for sure. It's going to be interesting to see how everything unravels.
I'll send you some pictures so you know what I'm talking about. It's not good. And on that outgoing tide, if there was fish at Bean Point, you probably couldn't even have fished if it's so bad going out on the outgoing tide. It's sad.
Yeah.
You know, on that deal. But on the incoming, it's positive. Everything's good. And, everybody's catching fish. All the guys have been catching it. And the trout is insane on the trout. I hate to see a waste. They're not a catch and release fishery unless you're using barbless hooks, you know, or circle hooks.
Right. Well, I think if you're not using circle hooks by now, shame on you.
I would see maybe, I can't see why they couldn't open up Tampa Bay minimally. I don't know about the redfish, but as far as Tampa Bay concerned, especially with trout, there would be no reason. I can't understand that. I mean, everybody's been talking about how good the trout fishery is. Throw the big ones back, and you'll have fish. That easy.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to take care of those breeders. Scott, I got a couple of people on hold here. Great call, as always.
Good fishing, everybody.
Thanks, pal. Great to hear his voice for sure. Let's check in quick with, is it Bob in Lakeland, Rob? Chris in Lakeland, that's what I thought. Let's go to Chris in Lakeland. Chris, how are you?
Captain Mike, this is your marine biologist buddy.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I've moved up to Calabash, North Carolina now, but I was just listening in this morning. Speaking of Bob, the caller earlier on, the gentleman in his 80s that's interested in some tuna, he needs to think about maybe visiting with Dylan Hubbard, because I know they throw flat lines out, and he might learn about some other styles of fishing as well, and there's plenty of shade on a nice, big, fast, safe boat.
That's a very good idea. That's a good platform for a guy in his 80s, it's comfortable. You can get into the AC a little bit. That's a good idea. Well done, Chris.
Separately, on our horseshoe crabs, I'm very interested. I'm not down there, of course. Here's the thing. They're not really crabs. They're extremely ancient as a critter. They're more closely related to a spider, actually. Point being, crabs will spawn near shore, and then the females swim out to the saltier water, like, you know, Egmont or whatever, and they'll release their eggs there in the full-on salt water. Horseshoe crabs spawn at the shoreline, kind of like a sea turtle, but actually still in the water, of course. They spawn near the shoreline, and their nests are right there at the shoreline. So I'll bet they got hammered a couple years ago. And
yeah, I bet they did too.
Hearing Dr. Barbieri, if he has a crustaceologist or something like that on his staff that might be able to offer opinions on what's going on with them. I was not aware there was a shortage at this point. And that's really all I got.
Either.
I know you're pressed on time. You're probably about to hear from Dylan.
We are about to hear from Dylan. That's good stuff. I miss having you in Lakeland, but I hope everything is well. We definitely appreciate you listening up there in North Carolina, and feel free to join us whenever you want to, bud. You've always been a great part of the show, a great addition. And whenever I shout out to our marine biologists, you know I'm thinking about you, Chris. So I appreciate you, brother.
Well, let me know next time you're coming up to Charleston. You take care.
I'll do that. I'll do that, brother. All right, be good. Very cool to have a marine biologist listening. Again, Chris used to be living in Lakeland, and now he's up in North Carolina, which is good for him. We appreciate him listening. And I had, you know, that's interesting with those horseshoe crabs spawning right there on the beaches. You would expect that we would see a lot less of them. That Fort DeSoto area got ate up with some red tide, pushed a lot of fish out of there, and I'm sure it definitely decimated those critters. So that makes a lot of sense for sure. So and Chris was right. We've got Dylan Hubbard here, and we're going to talk to him on the other side. We'll also be wrapping things up here this morning. The show kind of flew by, even without a bunch of callers. Again, I'm sure everybody's headed for the water, which I totally understand. It's good stuff. But we'll wrap things up on the other side and get you in with the legend himself, D. Hubbs, Dylan Hubbard from Hubbard's Marina, when we come back, 970 WFLA. Welcome back. Got just a few minutes here before we are done with this morning's program. Let's quickly go to the phones, try to get both these in. Let's go to Bob in Lakeland real quick. Bob, what you got for me?
Morning, Captain Mike. I just want to let you know that grouper is open, but is not open in our area. It's open up in Franklin County and Jefferson County and Taylor County, north of us.
I'm with you.
Anybody wants to travel up there?
But I'm with you. But what I'm saying is you can't just put out a statement like grouper season's open. Because you know we got some real duds that'll be like, without explaining yourself to the parameters to which gag grouper season is open. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah.
We'll have some boys be out there.
I would want to be caught.
At the Skyway. Yeah, exactly. There'll be some boys at the Skyway Bridge going, "Now we heard this warning on the show. It's legal. We can keep them." You know, so I was just like, "Ooh, God, we don't want that." So, but I appreciate you, Bob. Way to keep me in line, but friend. I appreciate you for sure.
Good show, buddy. Talk to you later.
Thank you, sir. Good stuff right there. Like my callers keeping me in line. I need all the help I can get. Now we got Rob, too, my man behind the glass there. He's going to keep me in line as well. Let's check in real quick with Dylan Hubbard. D-Hubs, I got you on the short list here. Sorry we don't have a bunch of time, but we got a couple minutes. Give me a report from the Big Water World.
Yeah, right now we are doing well on the red grouper. The red grouper bite has picked up considerably. Hogfish bite slowing down, but we're starting to see some pretty good red grouper action around 80 to about 100 foot of water in that deepest near shore area, and offshore beyond about 150 up to around 200 foot is where we're really targeting those big red grouper out there in those potholes, smaller ledges, the peaks and such. And we're seeing a lot of scamp grouper and some nice big trigger fish, porgies, vermilions, mangroves out there too. And the blackfin tuna, there's a few kingfish around. So definitely going pretty well out there in that deeper water. But near shore, still some kingfish, still some mackerel, and a pretty decent mangrove snapper bite with plenty of lane snapper. And, I mean, I'm so pumped about this red grouper getting better in 80 to 100 foot of water. It's been a few years since we've been able to put together a dozen or more red grouper on a near shore day trip, you know. So it's good to see that fishery start rebounding, and hopefully that trend will just continue up.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. And I always like it when our resident offshore guru is excited about a part of the fishery. You know, that's just really good news. So,
yeah, and I do, sure. If we have another second, I want to comment about what Scott was talking about. That grass, slime, almost algae stuff is definitely offshore too. We're seeing that all the way up to about 14 to 16 miles to our south, to our west, and all the way to our north too. So we are fishing deeper on our half-day trips because of that. Now, this is something we see near shore typically this time of year. It is a little early, and it does seem a lot more widespread and a lot worse than normal. So hopefully that doesn't mean anything, but I'd be interested to talk to Scott more and see if that is a common occurrence inshore as well, or if it's not normally occurring inshore, because it definitely seems more widespread near shore than typical years. So hopefully that won't mean anything.
It's something that we see because we go through it at the Skyway Bridge every year. You go through a stretch where when you're catching bait at the bridge, you're getting as much weight in gorilla snot as you are in bait. So it's something that we see. I haven't seen a whole lot of it. I've been catching bait up the bay here lately. So I think maybe, you know, it's probably worse down there by the bridge. And I haven't been to the bridge in a while. So it's interesting to hear Scott talking about it and you talking about it. So it's something to keep an eye on. I got to wrap things up. Tell everybody how they can find you over there real quick.
They can check us out at HubbardsMarina.com. Look us up on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just simply search Hubbard's Marina. And don't forget, if you're too busy to go fishing, you're just too darn busy.
Too darn busy. Talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
All right, brother. See you.
All right, buddy. Good stuff right there. Hubbard's Marina. If you're looking to go offshore, it's a great choice. They do a great job. Best cheeseburger on the Gulf. Dylan is an awesome asset for our fishery. Love my brother D-Hubs there. Good stuff. I want to put a big shout out this morning to Rob. Rob Roman is our new producer extraordinaire. Great job this morning, Rob. We appreciate you. And I know that you're Katie's favorite person as well, because I'm sure Katie's sleeping in this morning.
You know, I'm learning a lot.
Good.
I'm hearing names. I'm thinking about fish. It makes me want to fish. And, you know, early mornings, I see a lot of people driving around with their boats getting ready. So,
yeah, it's a big sport. And we'll learn you as we go. We appreciate you getting up and getting us through your first show here. You did a great job. So good to have you. Good stuff right there. Good stuff right there. Hope everybody enjoys their weekend. Remember to check us out tomorrow morning, 95.3 WDAE and AM 620, the Tia Mahoney Company Real Animals Radio Show. Good luck to everybody that's in the King of the Beach. We'll have a full report for you tomorrow morning. Tight lines. Have a great day. We're out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.